Maxwell entered the 8th Street Gallery, surprised his father would own a place like this. The storefront was nothing striking, mostly windows with a few abstract paintings on easels. It was one of three spaces in a big block of a building across the street from a pay parking lot. Inside, the artwork hung on movable walls within the room, creatively accessible and intriguing even to the unattuned eye. Sculptures occupied any accommodating spaces in non-aggressive ways. A few glass cases of handcrafted jewelry, other trinkets, and the cash register lined the wall closest to the door. The prices for the merchandise ranged from affordable to students from the nearby college to shut the gallery down early for the weekend ludicrously expensive. Maxwell wasn't sure why his father would invest in this location. Roger Templeton wasn't narrow-minded, but his train sped along only one track, never switching until his destination was reached. Growing up with every need and want met, Maxwell wasn't curious about what his father did for a living. He knew he owned businesses and spent too much time in the office, according to his mother, who left before he hit his teenage years. As long as he got good grades and kept his football, baseball, and track coaches happy, Maxwell never experienced his father's wrath. He rarely experienced any form of warmth, either, but he knew his father loved him. Life became boring, and now, more than ever, I loved boring. Thankfully, life fell into a typical, repetitive, everyday pattern, and I was never happier. Everyone finally stopped scrutinizing my reactions to the newspaper and local events. I was relieved they no longer tiptoed around me as if I were fragile and easily broken. My school was unlike any other, but I cherished it. Jane and I met daily in her sunroom, a bright, spacious, airy room overlooking their gardens and pool. She introduced me to new literature, history, piano, and the arts there. Her passion for art was unmistakable, and though I wasn't initially enthusiastic, a visit to the Yale Art Gallery and British Art Gallery changed my perspective, fostering a newfound appreciation for art. My mornings were dedicated to math and sciences. Though I was hesitant to admit it, I found myself missing chemistry. It was a small sacrifice, considering that Jane had rescued me by offering to homeschool me. After lunch, I spent my afternoons immersed in books, basking in the sunlight. Jane and I would engage in lengthy discussions about our favorite books. It was evident that Jane deeply loved teaching, and I cherished every moment we spent together.